When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Yo.
I'm L'Oreal.
And it's your boy Wax. What up?
Man, do we have quite an episode in store for y'all. Got the incomparable Mama Jones in the building.
Mamas.
Let me tell you something. We are so honored to have you in here. We didn't even start the show. We've been laughing for about a good half an hour.
Yeah, mama's
your style. Energy, your spirit. You came in and you show out as soon as you walk in. You look beautiful.
Yes.
You have a new book.
Yes.
You have a
That hurts my feelings.
Book. Look, like it hurts your feelings.
It hurts my feelings, by the
Why
way.
Why does it hurt your feelings, Wax?
Because it's like, we understand men is out here, they're scumbags, they're out here cheating and stuff like that, but you telling me a woman could do that?
Can Mama Jones say hi to the people before
I'm sorry, Mama. Go ahead.
You're being whack right now.
I'm going to take all that. I'm going to take all that. Come on, because I'm hurting.
But I just want you to know, yes, I'm Mama Jones.
Yay!
I am the mother of that, what you call that entrepreneur, my son, Jim Jones.
That's right.
I love him because he get it from his mama. And, you know, we just don't do one thing. We do many things.
There you go.
You know, so I'm blessed.
That's right. And Jim Jones, don't get it twisted. He's a big star, but I think the biggest star may be Mama Jones. Because, when I say you come in, you light the whole room up. It is amazing. The new book is called Why Men and Women Cheat. But then what you told me to do, then you can hit it from the back.
They can hit it from the back.
Now, when you hit it from the back, how men and women cheat.
And then you go backwards. That's the second book.
Okay, so you got two books in one.
Yes.
You're laying down the law of why, but then you letting them know how. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a little dangerous, isn't it?
It is dangerous, but I feel sorry for a lot of the women and men that's out there that don't know exactly that they're actually cheating. And then when they do find out, they're hurting and they have an idea, but they're not sure. So I'm just letting you know how and different signs of where, what, and how, you know, so it won't get to that position of where somebody getting hurt. Feelings,
right.
Yes.
Somebody getting their ass whipped,
that's right.
Or somebody dying.
That's right.
Okay, yes. So that's the three things that I know that mostly happens when you get caught cheating. Very rare you get caught cheating. People might say, okay, we're going to move along and I'm going to forgive you this time.
Yes.
And then they get caught cheating again and again and again. And the woman, I want to know if you got a problem, first of all.
Yeah,
how you going to keep letting the niggas still keep cheating? But anyway.
And it happens every day.
And the woman, how you let the woman still
She's
keep
in
cheating.
Love, Baba. She's in love.
Does love keep you? Can love keep you having somebody cheating on you over and over and over?
Unless you really blindly and stupidly blind. Because I can't see it. I know some people say when you're blind. But that's a stupid blind because you see it in your face.
Right.
You catch him in the hole. You catch her.
You make excuses.
And you just keep it. I'm not understanding. I don't want nobody cheating me. I feel like this, hey, you know, if you get to that point, then move on.
So
I'm not about to do the hurt.
No way.
No second chances from you.
No.
Never.
You're supposed to know better.
You might get one. Might. But I'm not too good on that one.
Right.
Me neither, mamas.
No.
Because I know how good I am. You know what I'm saying? I know what I'm bringing to the table. You cheat on me, mama? That hurt my feelings when I think you think about cheating on me.
Yeah, that's hurtful.
But he has a face that you want to cheat on.
I don't mind. That's why I got to find the right one out there for me. There's one out there for me, mama.
It got to be one.
Yeah, everybody got one.
Everybody get one. Sometimes, unfortunately, you might not get that one before you die or whatever. All right. But there is somebody out there for somebody.
Your soulmate, for real, literally.
Okay, so what about coming from you? Have you ever been the cheater in the situation? And if so, like...
No, I I'm not saying that it's okay for y'all to do that, but I know now that I'm older and I experience a whole lot of things,
blessings,
that it's not good, it's not cool.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
my thing about it, people don't understand. Sometimes shit do happen and it's not all right, But I'm the type that I'm going to get in and I'm getting the fuck out. I'm not going to linger around and make this like, oh, yes, it's all right and it's okay. No.
No.
You know, but then that's not cool. But I don't want to get caught cheating. I think it's a hurtful feeling.
It is.
You know, it's a deadly thing to actually happen like that. And it's about time a lot of people have to understand, stop the cheating.
Yeah.
Be honest with them.
It's true.
If the dick is too short, tell them how to get it together. You know,
plastic
tell them
surgery
what to do,
out
how
here.
To do. Yeah, there's a lot of surgery. The woman pump too wide or too big. So
that thing up.
It's called so snap that. Back yeah, or get it. Stitch up uh-huh. from the doctor. So, yeah. you know, I don't want to hear no excuses like we said. Now, if you know for a fact that your woman is nagging, I can't say too much because I don't want to give you the whole book.
Okay, uh-oh, yeah, because okay, you can't okay. do that. Y'all got to buy it.
Yes. yes. But there's naggers yeah. out there.
Yes,
naggers.
Naggers.
No, uh-oh, naggers. Naggers.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, like us women, we can, now this part, I know for a fact, we
come
can
on, mamas, tell
be
it.
Naggers.
Yeah, okay? That's true.
And you actually can push
people
your
away.
Man, yeah, push them away. Because who wants to hear that kind of nagging shit?
I got time for that.
You talking about I want to make love. No, bitch.
I got to pay all the bills and you nagging me. So I feel like I'm paying you to nag me.
Yeah. And then you want to make love? I don't think so.
Yeah.
And then wonder why you're getting smashed.
Yeah.
So do you feel, because this is something that I always hear come out, and in a second, we're going to give some people some advice, because you obviously have amazing advice. Wax never helps them. I'm always by myself. So a lot of people say that all men cheat. Now,
nope.
What do you think about that statement? And and
thank
is
you,
that
mama.
Even the case?
It's, well, I'm not going to say majority men or, you know, I said a little past half is cheating. But
yeah, they cheating.
I respect
but have,
that.
But you have some good men out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put your hand down.
Mama, you got to help me, Mama. Hit her with the fan and church.
No, she...
Don't leave me alone.
She know you more than I do.
Get her.
So I'm going to have to go with her.
Thank you.
Come on.
Thank
I'm going to get the bad and I get it.
Let me get to know you a little bit more.
Yes,
give
ma'am.
Me another 2 hours.
You might be hitting him with the fan. Okay.
Oh my God, but yes, I'm just so happy to actually do this book.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, like you said, majority it's like that, you know.
Yeah.
I don't see nothing wrong with you looking, not to where you're looking and staring, you mm-hmm. know. That's
gotta be respectful.
You know, be respectful, because my thing about it is that, you know, I'm human too.
That's
and
right.
I see something look yum yum.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to quickly, you know.
Yes.
I don't care if I have to go like this or something. But
no, hide your face
but,
with
but
the
but
fan.
But you show the respect,
and then you can
though.
Look.
You yes. see what I'm saying?
And I feel that that's how some men do. But they get so bold. And some is bold that they do it in such a slick way that they cheat in your face.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, whereas you standing there, you talking, maybe you taking care of business. He's over there having a good conversation. Bitch, take my belt off and whip your ass. You nuts or crazy?
Yeah, I wouldn't even do that. If I see it, like when me and my shorty go somewhere, it's like all my time and attention is on her. I don't care how
that's
bad the
I'm
other
saying.
Friends
yeah,
is, anything like that. It shows, because when men see you, when other women see you respect her so much, they respect her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They'd be like, oh, your man dog you out. They'd be like, oh, I get away with
it's
that too.
It's true. But you know so you saying? Can cheat respectfully.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
In your mind.
So that's the only way.
And
so
my what, feelings get hurt off that.
I can already sell somebody that doesn't make love all through the
Lord
whole
Lord have mercy. No, mama.
Through the whole fucking mind, you would never know.
But what if
no.
this, Mama Jones,
that's
what if
you.
They go on vacation?
You just don't know. Huh?
What if they go on vacation, right?
Huh?
And you don't know, it don't come back to you. He might have had sex on vacation.
Well, you know what?
Him
God
is different.
Bless you. As long as that's what happened, and I don't know about it.
I don't know
it,
about
fine.
It.
But I feel like this, to me, if you do cheat, my best bet for you to, at least for me, I don't know about any other
woman.
No,
we didn't agree with you.
Come and tell me.
Yeah.
You know, if you have that much love or that much respect for me,
what if there's no way ever?
Is that okay?
So
come tell me.
Mama, what if there's no way ever you could ever find out? Do I still tell you? Because I'm just basically about to hurt your feelings.
No, that's up to you, because the shit happens. See, I'm not here from, I'm from Venus or Mars or something like that.
You
know, I would respect that you came and said, baby, you know, I'm truly, truly sorry. I messed up. I cheated on you. I'm sorry. Go, I don't know about it. You know, far away how story go. Only thing I can say to you, was it good? I hope I'm better. You know, yeah. Something that, you know, but.
You went to test something else out, you came back here to me. So is that like a commendable?
That's what I mean. Look, you came back to me. But I don't want nobody knocking on my door.
Okay. Talking about
or calling me on my phone. This is where you're wrong.
Yeah, so
you're
really
wrong.
You
know that you're cheating, you're wrong. You still want to be with me, how story go? I feel that's due to me. Don't do this, because some women and some men are dangerous. Oh, you've been cheating with them for so long. Now they want you to actually
their territory.
Them.
Yeah.
And then guess what? You say no. You go to sleep, get numbers, whatever. Oh, this is a woman. Oh, you know,
it's a rerun.
That ain't right.
And it's coming it's to you. Cool. And you the one that made the decision.
I say men out here who want to cheat, act like you're selling drugs. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to get caught. It's the exact same thing, because if you out here being a sloppy drug dealer, you're going to get caught by the cops. You out here being a sloppy cheater, you're going to get caught by your shorty.
Yes.
So doing in the same realm of you out here, I'm saying, because if you out here selling drugs sloppy, you're going to jail anyway. Your girlfriend going to be a man.
But they say that that's only easing your conscience. So if... This is what they say. Talk if the person me. Has no idea, right, and you got away with it, the only reason you're telling is to ease your own conscience, but now you're putting your stuff on that person.
But me personally, I feel like this, just don't say nothing. You got away with
it. Let it go.
Why?
You know her feelings, yeah. Because you know she's going to feel away about it.
I mean, my feelings not going to get hurt. It makes me feel like, well, damn, this nigga really loved me. He told me the truth. You know, right? But don't let it happen again.
I've definitely done that. Damn. And my friends was like, you're crazy as hell. He had no idea. You told on yourself.
But you know what, mamas?
I was honest.
I have a conscience. Too, you know, and I just want to know how much I really do love you. I'm back here, baby.
Because you know, if a woman do that to me, I ain't gonna lie. I don't think a woman will ever do that. If she did that, I probably will stay.
If she came to you and was honest,
it's
respect.
Really? So if she came to you and was like, listen, you didn't catch me, not in that sense, but like...
Even she said it like that.
Yeah, okay, you didn't catch me, but I really have to be honest with you. I can't sit in your face like this every day. Yeah. I cheated on you 3 months ago. Mm-hmm.
And it you was know one time you know what I'm gonna say?
Dick,
oh, then I'm out. Mamas, I gotta go.
Sorry, Mama. Mama, tell her what that means.
I
mama,
had to.
Mama, that's too honest,
is that
huh?
Ain't nobody asked you to tell.
Thank you, Mama.
But
tell
you said
her.
Honest.
Unless he asks you.
Do you still tell a story about that?
I'm not telling you what the fuck I did with him. I cheated. I'm
but
sorry.
But it wasn't sex. I only gave him head.
I gotta leave you.
Give a shit. You still cheated.
No, Mama. That's extra cheating. That your mouth was too close to your brain.
That was a bonus.
No, that's what I'm saying. You gave this man a bonus.
He got a bonus.
No, I'm the only person that get a bonus.
Y'all are not supposed to get a bonus.
You don't get no another man no bonus.
No, you get a little pum pum and go about your business.
You know what I'm saying? And with a rubber on, then I take you back with a rubber on from the back, and then you say you cried, and I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop thinking about you.
To the brain, you
said? Your mouth is too close to your brain. Y'all way smarter than us. There's no way you're supposed to be doing that. No, y'all too smart to be over here sucking somebody. I'm sorry.
Oh my
even saying
God.
This.
But it's true.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, so we're going to give some people some advice. So this is what we do. And listen, you have more than enough advice. So they write into us. They call into us. They give us their scenarios. And we give them what we like to call a little bit of ratchet relationship advice. Because we're going to keep
spiritual.
It all the way 100.
A little spiritual.
We're not doing the Dr. Phil, petting them to sleep. We're going to tell them exactly what it is.
Yep, yes, I like this. Right? Yeah, Mama Jones perfect for this.
She is perfect for this, okay? So now the first DM we got. Now, first and foremost, if you want to reach out to the Bully and the Beast podcast, you need some advice, you know what to do. Send us a lengthy DM to...
at Bully and the Beast podcast.
It's Christmas. Yeah. He finally gets it right. Listen,
Mama got the flow going.
If Mama Jones wasn't here, he would have been all over the place. But he's on point. He messes up every
time.
Today,
Mama.
Every time.
I like that.
Yes. So, okay, let's get into it.
Yes, ma'am.
Wax, L'Oreal, and Mama Jones. I need some advice.
Yes.
Because I just am really torn. And honestly, I don't want to talk to my friends about none of this either. So I had this ex who I was in love with, like in love with this man. Mm-hmm. We were together for 4 years and everything was great. He was a good man, had his head on straight, was making good money, made sure I always felt really loved. But I found out he started selling drugs. Yeah. And that shit pissed me off. You just told that advice. You told him to act like he was selling drugs, right?
Yeah.
So now it came true. Good job, Wax. Okay.
It's always my fault, Molly.
Yes. I found out he was selling drugs, and that shit pissed me off because this man was so big on never lying to each other. To the point this man went off on me over a damn little white lie I gave him.
The white turned to a different color.
White ain't right. Meanwhile, meanwhile, his ass was lying to my face this whole entire time. So for context, he has been selling drugs for a little over 4 months.
Okay.
Now, by the time he finally told me what he was involved in, he had been getting a little hot-headed around that time. And I can't help to think that his impatience to him was getting involved with the wrong people. He started to yell at me more, and he even pushed me against a wall.
Oh, no.
With a gun.
It was really hard, and it was during a heated argument.
Nope.
This was the only time he got physical with me. But honestly, I started to check out at that point because I need to feel safe with my nigga.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Thank you.
So I ended things with him because I just didn't feel safe.
And you did the right thing.
Yes, that's right. Smart. And he's dealing with coke dealers and all kind of stuff. I'm just not with it. And I know for a fact it wasn't solely weed. Uh-oh. I just don't want to raise a family with a man who's involved with that shit.
Uh-oh.
And I hear you.
The hypocrisy pushed me over the edge, and the lying did it too. Now.
He did a lying?
The lying.
Oh. Mama, he got to go. He out here doing lines, Mama.
If he out here doing lines, that's different. You can't get your high up your own supply.
We in trouble now.
That's why he be getting aggressive.
Look now.
Got a little bit extra energy. Yeah.
You selling or buying? All right. Now, here's my dilemma. It's been over 2 years since we broke up, and I still miss this dumbass nigga. I've dated other people. Yep. He had bomb dick, too, and all that.
Mama
but said. Even after two, she said it. Even after 2 years, I think about how good our relationship was before he came into lying. Would I be dumb to reach back out to him if I found out he stopped selling drugs? I just don't want him. I lied to this bitch once and she still loves. Oh, I don't want him to be like, I lied to this bitch once and she still loves me so I could do it again. I love y'all. I really need help. Thanks and bye.
Well, I don't think you should go back because
me neither.
And my thing about it, once you go like this to me, it's over.
That's I'ma
love you from far. Like she said, I still love him. 2 years.
Yes.
That's far.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, hey, how you doing? Love you. Fine. Yes. You might be able to be my boy. So if the dick that if it's a bomb with the condom, and that's about it. But
with a condom.
I don't think I can go back to anybody that physically did anything to me.
I'm gonna agree with that one right there.
Because once it happened, you trust me, it goes again. Maybe it might not happen now. It might happen next year. Mm-hmm. Maybe a couple of months down the line. I don't know. But believe me, that saying is true. Yes.
You learn in kindergarten to keep your motherfucking hands to yourself. So I don't understand what you're doing, pushing people against the wall, doing anything like that. And I had a situation where I knew somebody for several years. We started dealing with each other. We get to drinking. And one time he pushed me, I was in the elevator. He pushed me. That was the last time he ever was able to deal with me in any capacity like that.
Gotta go.
Gotten, you know, to with relationships and everything all good and dandy. And once you do it, well, trust me, you kind of, somebody gonna leave with a mark too.
That's right.
I gotta tell you. Pretty much, let me tell you.
And it might be a damn bullet shot to your head if you decide you can put your hands on it.
Stabbing, but anyway. Yeah.
Slay your throat. But
you're not going to hit me and think that it's okay and get away with it. It's not happening.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, and I feel like it's a threat to me. So I'm going to call myself, defend myself. But you ain't never got to worry about me no more.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's a push, a tap, whatever.
Yeah.
No.
And it's dangerous.
You threaten me, I should slap your ass. You ain't got to worry about it.
Yeah.
I will dismiss myself so you never, ever have to call yourself saying you want to slap my ass because it's going to happen sooner or later down the line.
And don't you feel like sometimes we look back at things and think we're missing out on something, but in all actuality, you're really not? This man not only went to put his hands on you, but he lied to you. Mm-hmm. He welcomed things into your home that could possibly have you in jail. He didn't even speak to you about it. Doesn't seem like it was something that was was a necessity. It wasn't like y'all were about to lose your home, nothing like that, because she didn't add that in here. So now you're just selling drugs to sell drugs. Like, it's cool.
Bro,
people
you're
sell
hurting
drugs
me, bro.
Out of.
Yeah,
the
trying
need
to buy a ring. Yeah, I need
drugs.
To buy you a ring or something, bro.
No, I need to buy you a ring.
I'm just trying to. I'm just trying to find out where can I try to help this man at. I'm trying to help him somewhere. He give me nothing.
No,
just...
wait a minute. He was working at first. What happened to the job?
Yeah, where's the job?
Where did the job go? Did you leave your job to go and sell drugs?
That's crazy.
Is it the reason? Is it like, was she start looking at the guy who had more money than him? I mean, the dude is only going to react off with how the girl react. You know what I'm saying? So if he's seeing that you like this certain type of thing and this is what he is and you seeing you start going towards that way, he going to go towards that way just to really follow you at the end
she
of the day.
She act like everything was great before he decided to start being Nino fucking
That's
Brown.
What I'm saying. Out of nowhere, he started selling drugs. He was working.
That's great. Imagine having a decent job, something that puts food on the table.
But she ain't telling you about that night that she was over there drinking and all over the other guy that had the
jewels. Here you go. Now it's her fault. He's selling drugs.
No. I'm just saying, guys just ain't going to start selling drugs if he got a good job.
He did. And not just drugs.
Coca-Linas.
You didn't need to start with the weed. At least you could have did the weed first, boy.
You can't do that.
You don't just... He was probably doing
that's what, that's what I said. I'm trying to find a way where I could try to
help. No, you can't help.
Guy is just being...
No, he hung himself. He literally just hung himself.
Yeah. And
he put himself out there to dry, die, or whatever it is.
That's
he hung himself.
It was the hand. Listen, if he didn't put his hands on her... Maybe it could have been something where you like talk to him.
Baby,
this is not necessary.
You got to go back to work.
You got to go back to work.
Yeah, and it only seemed like the hand thing was more than the job thing because she's saying, I'm not going to go back to this guy if he stops selling drugs. She never said nothing about the hand thing again.
Yeah, but she added that for a reason. Yeah. She didn't not add like we.
No, I'm talking about towards the end when she's saying she might go back.
I get it.
What did she mean?
But she mentioned to us that he pushed her. That he's starting to get aggressive. Right.
Yes.
These new people are around him.
This is where she's trying to get that. You know, that advice or what should she do? You should be doing what you're doing right now. Nothing.
Stay away
Keep
from it.
Stay away from it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's that.
And you know, women.
I can't see it.
They sit there.
See, if he didn't put his hands on her and like you said, it would have been a whole different thing.
Discussion.
They can talk and discuss it.
Yeah.
Babe, yes. I don't like that.
We don't need that.
Yes, we don't need that. But
I start paying half of the bills. That means she got more say so.
And let me tell you something. Now, Mama Jones, at one point in time, you sold drugs, right? And you're like, leave me too. Okay, you didn't just start selling drugs because you're like, y'all really like this Gucci bag.
No.
It was out of necessity for your family.
Yes. Bless her.
So when you were able to stop, was it the fact that someone had to talk to you? Because let's be real. I've dated street dudes, whatever. It gets carried away. You start getting comfortable with the income.
Yes.
You start relying and depending on it. You have enough money to get out of it, but you still continue. Did somebody have to stop you?
That's a lot of... No. My thing about it is that I'm the type of person, if I know I'm getting into something that is not right, I'm going to hurry up get myself out of it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get as much as what I need. And I'm in and I'm out.
Right.
Okay. And I just needed at that time to actually help out with my mom bills and stuff at House Sturgo and be a jump ahead of time. But after that, no. I already had two other jobs of my own. Okay. Mm-hmm. That was just the extra bonus because at that time, young, want to make sure I'm flying, my child fly.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. Bills is right and stuff like that. You know, my father was fucking up a little, so I got to step in. But no, after that
could have been this dude's situation. He could have been, you know what I'm saying? She don't really know his financial. He could have lost in a bed or something
added
like that.
She would have been like, we almost lost our home.
Yes.
No. She was being very specific.
No.
I can't help this guy at all.
No, and that's how I got into his help. Helping out my mother and stuff. The electricity bill, the fucking rent is backed up. Bitch, no, I'm not going out like that. I got my child.
Yeah.
And my child is my whole world. So it was like, okay, so what are we going to do? Okay, you work this job. You work at the Broadway International. And, you know.
That's not enough.
It's not enough. Yeah. So now it's enough for ways to help out pay for the bills.
Yeah.
But I need extra now because I got a little fine little son.
He need clothes. He hungry.
Yes.
So you get hungrier and hungrier by the day.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Yes.
But not just to go hang out and be able to get a couple extra dollars.
The guys, like I said, y'all got me on this one. This guy right here is killing me.
So what, trying to help you. So what can we tell her, though? Because she needs to get over this man, right? She said she met other guys. 2 years, though?
And as I'm saying, you 2 years out of it. So just stay out of it. I mean, like I said, get me wrong. Maybe, like she said, the dick was the bomb. So if that's what it is,
that's what it is.
Go back, tell him, hey, listen, could you just be my boy toy?
Yeah.
Where's the condom? Have a couple of them around, and that's it.
But if he owed a kidnap money, they're going to kidnap your ass. Just know that you got to be okay with that. Because you don't know what he's into now. Yes. This is a 2 year stranger. 2 year,
you don't, girl.
This is a 2 year stranger.
I ain't even think about that
one. I'm trying to help this man. I can't help you, bro.
You know they got the song Ran Off on the Plug twice?
Uh oh.
You don't want that to be your man, and now they kidnapping you because you in a. So that's the thing about the street dude that I had to calm down, because at a certain point, like, I felt like the guy that I was dating got so comfortable. People knew where we lived. And I'm driving home in a Bentley. I'm like, I'm scared.
No. Yeah.
You know what I mean? After a certain amount of time, you like, people looking at him like, he got all this. They don't know what we got in our house. They could naturally think it's a big shit ton of money.
Yeah,
now, I'm sitting here driving home by myself, and he hanging out with his other drug dealer friends, and they get me. Like, yeah, that's not somewhere where you want to put yourself.
Because that almost happened more or less to me, where it's being kidnapped and stuff like that. Because I also, too, I think everybody in within their life, where as a young lady, hustler, had a taste of a street man.
Street, yeah.
You know, so.
Not me.
Yes, you do.
No, I said, you said a street man.
Drugs and stuff or anything. But but when it got to that point, and I truly did love him. And he didn't understand, like, I'm talking about, no, you got to go to work. I'm working, so I can't go through this. That was, like, the most scariest moment of
my
life.
Yeah, and, it's scary. And
he's like, okay, just give me, let me just get a couple more months, and then I got to go. I'm not saying that I'm that tough and rough, and I do have a hard streak in me, though. Like, where's, I fuck it. If it's about me and mines, my kids and stuff like that, then if you're not understanding that this is a little too dangerous, I like, my nigga, I just almost got kidnapped.
Yeah, come on, fam.
A couple of my months,
it's not cool.
A couple of my months, the fuck out. So I just told him, I said, you do what you got to do, and I'm going to do what I got to do. And that means be gone.
And I think I'm out.
Great decision.
And that's what it was.
And she needs to stay away from this man. And especially you thinking about building a family. Y'all don't have that yet. But you want to be safe. You know what I mean? You want your kids to be safe. You don't want him in jail. Now you got to work for the three of y'all, your kid.
Everybody have to understand, when you get into that lifestyle, is nothing safe about it.
It's not.
Nothing.
Dead or in jail. It's either way.
It's scary.
Nothing. And if you want to sell drugs, go get a dispensary.
You ain't sleeping. Yes. Oh, my God. I hope everything ain't good with my man. Then you get a bad feeling, and 2 to 1, us women, tuitions be true. Oh my God, it felt like he got shot. Let me call so and so. You know,
you're not answering.
It just was a big thing. You know, they missed them. I'm good.
So you telling me that they know when you cheat and they feel it?
A woman's intuition.
A woman's intuition is a mother.
Where they get that
but
from?
But men have men's intuition too. It's up to your man, because a lot of your men, y'all want to think with this instead of think with this. Okay, so with us, and you know, and then with your heart to feel it, it's this and this works together for
that's
the intuition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But when you want to think like this, you'll never get to see or feel that what's going on or what's happening out there. Like me and my men, we're usually in sync.
Wait, hold on, what men? How many men is this?
Oh, no.
Mama?
Well, I've been married 4 times.
So yeah, I know that's right.
I'm trying to play Elizabeth Taylor, but I was trying to find the right one too. But you know what I'm saying? But, you know, but we all was like that kind of soulmate. Mm-hmm. And my last husband, God is good, God is great, but I'm about to divorce and stuff. He also, to me and him, we was like the most that was really in sync.
Peace.
I mean, God, I he can feel like, he said, he'll call me, he said, babe, something's wrong. Yes, goddamn it, such and such went down. You know, or I can feel like something's wrong with Wiz with him. It was really crazy.
Oh, you had the same sign?
No.
They just was connected.
Just connected.
Oh. Yeah.
And it was just crazy. It's crazy. I mean, the way we was, I'll never find nobody that can hustle the way how he hustles with me. Okay, and I mean, I did find one person, but it's not like him. Like, we had that down pack. He knew how to swing me through his legs, catch me, do all kind of good.
Okay, Dancing with the Stars.
I don't know nothing about
You know, that's my next thing. I'm gonna have.
Oh my God, you would be so dope on Dancing with the Stars. I'm so serious.
Yeah, I gotta find out how to do it.
We talk about it and then we put it out and it goes in the universe and they're gonna call
That's
you.
Exactly what happens.
They're gonna call you.
But why is it always like this? This girl has this, but she don't have this. Like, what do you actually really want? I guess is what you want at the time. That's why, should people be together forever or just for seasons?
No, some people are there for each other for seasons, and some people are there to meant to be there together.
Right.
Okay. Like, I think that's what happened with me. Like with two of my husbands, they was there for seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other ones, they meant to be there, but God bless that they're gone.
Peace.
One was definitely Jim's father. Mm-hmm. It just he was just a jealous little fucking Puerto Rican.
Was he? Oh, no. But mom, you seen the got it because you got the four husbands. And so you got something going. Is the Poonkosh? Is
it? Mama, you see me over here? She can't be talking like that about me.
Let's be real.
How you think Jim got here?
I don't know nothing.
That's a gift,
the first,
right?
The first one was a boy, so you know that was some popping shit, man.
Yeah, that's true right there. So, okay, with the last, your current husband who you're getting a divorce from, was that you that was like, listen, I can't do this no more. We can't be together. Or like, yeah, how did the separation?
It was some crazy shit. And what happened is that it wasn't even really us. It was mainly with his kids because I raised his kids too. I raised mine and his. And in situation with his child and stuff like that. And like I already told him, once my last turned 18 out of all your kids and my other kids, I stopped putting motherfuckers out because the last one turned 18. Yeah. That means I turned 50.
Mm-hmm.
So that means me and you now get to relive our whole life because all the other ones are to age now. And this 18-year-old one, she's going to college.
As a girl.
This is when we go, yoo-hoo.
Yeah, bye. Yeah.
Swing high, swing low.
Yes.
Oh, no. And then
that's a girl.
It got to a situation where I said, no, one of the kids was still lagging, which would happen to be his. And that's how...
Oh, you got to go. And he like, nah, they can stay.
Yeah, I'm like, no, bitch.
Go.
You, her, the cats, or y'all can go too.
Yeah, because if it was a son, he would have got the son out of there. You know what I'm saying? But he got a daughter.
And my thing about it, my kids, I even said to them, hey, no matter what, how you may feel about him or how story go, whatever it is, which they got it, and they loved him and everything.
Blessings,
but
blessings.
No matter what, I'm going to be with him, and I'm going to marry him.
Yeah. Dope.
Okay, why? Because remember, when y'all get a little older and y'all get your own man, I'll be without none and y'all have yours.
That's
not happening.
Still going
so
through your problems.
Whether you like him or not, get along, get it together, do what you got to do. Don't disrespect them. And I told them, don't disrespect mine.
Peace.
And let's move on.
That's love.
Well, see, that makes a lot of sense. But when it comes to now Mama Jones not liking one of your kids.
And the thing about it is that I loved all of them. But if I'm telling you this is something I want for us, let all the other kids is older than this 18-year-old. This is the last one.
Yeah.
When this last one go to college or get out of here, time for me and you to do me and
that's
you.
That's it. Yeah, we've been waiting. Yeah.
Relax.
And he's
when
just like, fine.
About, you know, to throw it out and all.
Like you the demon in the situation. Throw it out. She was here for 18 years. Comfortable.
Mom, I ain't gonna lie, for a man, for a daughter is really, really hard. My son is out of here. I'm talking about on 17.
And I get it. But the thing about
my
it,
dad been kicking me out since I was 11.
When you're 28 years old, you should be now knowing how to establish. And let me tell you something. I don't mind you being inside the little nest, the little, you know, shit and everything. But when I say it's time to fly, it's time to fly. And I give you
head
time. No, it's
yeah,
not my
you
daughter.
Gave. Actually,
no, I'm saying
each and every one of them. Before they move out, I get them their place.
Yeah.
I make sure shit is done, furnished the whole nine yards.
Okay.
And I give you your key and I say, it's time.
She's
only
comfortable.
When I know that, make sure that you got your job and shit like that. Because you're not coming back to me asking, why can you pay my rent?
Yeah.
That's not happening.
Yeah.
Shit happens. I might have to help you out. Not a problem.
Uh-huh.
But I set you up to fly. Okay?
Because
I don't want to hear and know that, oh, you're out there in the street and I don't know, or got attacked, raped, anything. No, I want to set you up to fly. You have your own. this is time to be grown.
Yes. Yeah.
Not 28 years old living in my motherfucking house.
No, people get lazy.
They stop cock blocking the shit.
On the couch and your ass sitting on it watching my TV.
Might be the fucking counter. I don't know. Fucking dining room table. Get the fuck. You still on my motherfucking ass.
Yeah.
Let me swing from the chandelier, bitch.
Kids could really come in between. Even as adults could really come
and
between.
And she knew what she was doing.
Damn. She knows what she's doing. They know exactly what they're doing.
She's grown enough to know what the fuck she's doing.
My son be knowing what he's doing. They know he nine. They know what they doing.
My son Jim will tell you in a minute. Nigga, I set bitch up to you.
Early. Good job, bro.
Everybody, you a boy. You definitely gonna be fending for your mother.
Right.
Yeah. You a boy. You get the fuck out
of here. You have to
be
that breadwinner.
Yes.
Now, Mama Jones, I know you've always, you're a person that never holds back on anything that you have to say. How did you feel? You know I had to ask you this. When Jim came out and said that crazy shit on lip service, talking about, oh, my mother taught me how to kiss, and then was like, just kidding.
I thought the nigga lost his mind. When I say lost his mind, it's okay to say it, but say it the way, like, oh,
say it right.
My mother showed me how to kiss with her hand. Okay, like this.
Yeah,
you have to show your kid, okay, because I don't want him to be out there and don't know how to tongue kiss. But right. Then now you got the real, like, oh.
Mama Jones is getting down.
There's no incest over here at
no.
all. You know, but yes, a lot of things I've taught my son in life.
Right.
Because I want him to be that man.
Yes.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Did a great job.
Fighting, all kinds of shit. I'm rough around the edges. Jeez. A little piece of leather well put together. I had to fight for everybody in my family. Mm-hmm. Brother, sister, cousin, uncle, aunt. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer to show my son how to fight. It's a no-brainer to show my son how to treat a lady.
Yeah.
It's a no-brainer to tell me, keep your motherfucking hands in the pocket. Do not touch a woman.
Yes.
Do not let any woman come to tell me that. I'll show you, because then me and you got a problem.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm your mother, and I love you to death and everything. But he was taught a lot of things. But tell him how.
Tell him right.
I taught you, don't
yeah. Don't try to make me look crazy. What's the most...
Show them how I did, how I showed you, how to, you know...
Yes. What's the most uncomfortable conversation that you ever had to have with one of your kids or grandkids? Just period.
I don't have no. All my kids, I'm starting from around the age between 8 and 9. Everybody was taught and know about where's the menstruation, sex, everything. I said, and I know you're young. But you ain't too young to know this.
Yeah.
You put a dick
we know
in
y'all
your pussy,
sneaking and doing.
You get a child.
See?
Mommy is not watching. Yo, no child.
Yes.
Let you know
that. I'm not your grandmother. Because my mother, she watched my kids while I ran and did my own motherfucking thing.
You're like, I'm not doing that.
I'm not.
That was her.
I will watch for my grandkids. Because trust me, once I get a grandkid, I'll take them for a year, too.
Yeah.
You go do what you got to do. Get it together. Me. When that 2 years come up, that 3 years come up,
this
come
your child.
Kid. But otherwise, no.
I'm glad you said 8 or 9 because we had a discussion on my morning show the other day. And the lady was talking about she has to tell her 13-year-old twins. And I'm like, girl, they're pregnant already. Like, I don't. By 13, you know well what's going on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, 13.
That's so late,
y'all
right?
Around.
Because a lot of the young girls, my sister got her menstruation at 9.
Yeah.
So I think that's appropriate time because you got to let them understand what's going on with their body. Because
they're curious.
Right, they're curious.
And
now this is when your body is transforming. So you're going to start feeling the sexual feeling, the whole 9 yards and everything.
Jump
you got your menstruation.
First.
God, hey, you can get pregnant.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and let me tell you how it happens.
Like this.
No.
Relax.
Like my poor husband, he walked into the kitchen when he went to turn around. I said, we in this shit together.
Sit your ass down.
I had all the girls in line up.
And the girls, he had to stay there.
Yeah, I mean, they got to know.
I know, but I got to be there to go. I do the boys. I got your back.
No.
I know,
but
I'm
the
sorry.
Boy, like my son, and I explained to him, nice and lovely. He'll tell you I got him his first box of condoms, different colors. You can match his drawers or whatever it is.
Match his drawers.
Hilarious.
But no, I'm letting you know.
Yeah.
We're not doing this.
No, respect.
Nobody's repeating my footsteps. Mm. My footsteps, now God is good and God is great, okay? But I had Jim at 17, okay? I'm not doing it. I went out, I test drugs. You're not doing that. Mm-hmm. You understand me? Yes, my son smoked his weed. My daughter's having to smoke the weed. Not a problem. I don't want to hear about a coke, a pill, or nothing.
None of that shit.
None of that, because guess what? I'll take you out your misery before you even get into it.
Yeah,
so, and then plus, you know, within my family, you always got somebody within the family that also to use drugs and stuff and all this kind of stuff and everything. So, you know, I give them prime examples. You know, I even tell them the feeling how it is not good.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not what y'all think. Yeah. To me, I feel like they glorify it, and when you watch movies and stuff like
and
that.
And I get mad with that. And I really do. My thing about it is that, because a lot of people say, well, you didn't, how did you stop drugs and all this? And you went to rehab? No. I'm able to speak to y'all on it freely. I can talk about it. Yeah. But if anybody else, like my son or anybody else, try to call themselves talking about it, they can't do it.
Right.
Because you're not me.
Exactly.
And my thing about how I conquered everything was my God, number one, first.
Yes.
And my family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the thought of where, if I die, I would not be able to see my kids or see my grandkids. Right. So I transformed my own self. I got my own self out of it, how story go. But a lot of people, some people can't do it like that.
Yes.
You know, so you know what you do? Then you have to go to a program. I'm not stopping nobody from going to a program. But I know my program was my God, my family, you know, and my kids.
Mama Jones, you are amazing. I want to say, I was reading some things in a bio, right? And even though, like, you had Jim Young and you went through different things, you, like, have accomplished so many things. You went to Fashion Institute.
Yeah.
And while we were here, actually, your grandson called and was like, hey, Nana, can you help us with the prom? Like, you really do this. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Perfume, TV shows, talk shows, reality
Mama
TV. It's books. Like, that is so major.
Something I'm so scared of. This is like one of the most scariest things.
He can't
things.
Read. So.
And my ghostwriter, because I really wanted her to be here with me.
Yeah.
You know, because she said, no, but I'm a ghostwriter. I said, no, bitch. Some of your thoughts was up in there.
Yeah.
You made my shit look correct. Okay,
nice.
I told you, when the tape recorder has to, and you did it, you know, and you did it rightly and stuff like that. I told her, I said, do not leave out no cursing, because everybody knows.
I love that about you. You know, I curse like a sailor too.
You know, so even if you change your words around to make it look right, the sentence and everything, make sure, if I say fuck, shit, kids, pussy, whatever it is.
Put that in there.
Put it back in there.
So mamas, where in here is, should I be the most scaredest?
Wait, what?
Because I'm scared of women cheating. I think that's the one of the worst things.
But you know where you should be scared? Is how the fucking
there we go. Goes. Flip it around. Now, what is it? Hit it from the back.
Hit it from the... You said, wait. Cry, laugh, and look. And this is when you know the book ends. Right here, it says, this is when you're going into...
I'll quote the second one, the second part.
This is the first one. Mm-hmm. So this one is hot. And it says, reverse this book. Time to hit it from the back. So you go to the back.
You start going from that way.
Yes.
This is the second book.
So that's why.
That's fire. Because I've never seen nobody even do that.
Mama, can you write a book is like, women stop cheating, or please stop cheating on these men. They can't take it. Or,
and they got to be pictures because he can't read.
If you cheat on them, they can't. Their heart going to bust and the rest of their life is over. Like, men can't. We get cheated on.
Nobody want to read that.
But wait a minute.
That.
But see, but let me tell you something. And it's sad because, you know, when you're cheating on us, how you think we feel?
I know, but it can't be that hard.
You better talk about it.
It's hard.
That's
how shit say snap. You ever see the show Snap? I get it.
Same.
I get it. Because it's a crazy feeling to know that this is my man and he's always going to work and he say he's working a little overtime, but knowing that he's working overtime on some pussy.
Ooh.
And home here.
Ooh, you know what? I have a perfect... So we were talking about this. There was a TikTok or something where the girl got so mad because she got cheated on by her dude that she took the ashes from the mother and threw it in the river. And she went to jail. Have you ever done anything crazy? I know I have. I've broke up TVs and all kinds of stuff.
I've broke up his brand new car that just came out.
I know, that's right.
That's what I said. That car and that urn is the same thing. Same feeling.
And you know, the funny thing about it is that now today, if I have anybody that with me and they get caught cheating, so I know how to actually walk away.
Yeah, because you did that already.
Because that was young stuff.
That
crazy,
was a toxic thing.
Wasn't able to think toxic and stuff. Because I was young.
Same. Mm-hmm.
Now I've grown, matured, gotten, to my own little world. I know exactly shit happens. I know that things happen, stuff like that. And guess what? Shit happens.
Yeah.
But now you won't have to deal with that shit. Because guess what? This shit is out of here.
That's right. And now you don't have no tires, no windows.
It ain't worth it.
That's I'm not doing
once you get some like,
excuse me.
I'm sorry, man.
Is there an issue? Can you go fill Mama Jones' cup up, please? It's in
you
the
want,
fridge.
You want some Mama's
voice? Yeah, yeah. He all stepping on my... Look at these big old Tims. It's hot outside.
She treats me bad, Mama. This what happens.
Okay, so... We got another DM.
Y'all are so funny. Y'all are bad. Y'all are bad.
She treat me bad.
Do you know it's a glossary inside there for the words, meaning of different words?
Oh, we going to get to that right after that.
I don't mind talking.
We can talk about that? Okay.
We can talk about that. But the glossary, you're going to cry laughing.
Or
cry. You sure I'm not going to cry, Bobby?
No.
Girls who cheat hurts my feelings so much.
Oh, no.
It hurt because I know y'all so smart and so precious. It's like, why would y'all be doing that?
But why would your men be doing that?
We scumbags.
But
we're so smart and
we're so precious. So,
but it's not okay.
No. It's not okay.
Let me tell you something. What my mother used to say, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. And let me tell you something. Neither one wants that to happen.
No. Nope. I mean, but geese ain't everywhere.
What?
What, a goose? You cook goose. Duck goose.
I tried to tell you about him. You didn't
believe me. I got it.
But it hurts my feelings. Y'all can't feel the pain that we get.
Well, Wax, are you ready to
help? And I know that, but what about the pain that we get? Even though we're stronger.
Yes.
Okay, but we're the craziest.
That's true.
Okay.
I know. So, but y'all can beat us up. Don't leave us.
We can't beat y'all up.
Yes, y'all can.
We can try, but it ain't gonna hurt as much as that.
It don't matter. Y'all can beat us up and we gonna stay and we gonna say apologize and we gonna treat y'all like gold. Especially if y'all take us back. But if y'all cheat
y'all
on us...
Y'all never treat like gold if you're the cheater. If you've been cheating, it's going to go back to cheating again.
No way.
Yes, it
is. What about people learning their lesson? Is that ever a thing?
No.
Well, I mean, it might be, but I've never heard of nobody learning a lesson. I have a girlfriend that her man, as much as he said he'd never do it again, just said, shit, hell. fucking my daughter. My daughter got cheated for her man twice. Had two babies at that.
No.
See, it's bad that you cheat. But then when you got evidence that you was cheating.
Oh, yeah, no. I'm not trying to look at that.
And then to top it off. To top it off, you try not to even let her find out. But guess what? That woman reaches out to
for
you.
Sure.
Hey,
for
I
sure.
want you to know me and hug me and him got a baby, da-da-da.
Knowing they low down for even messing with him in the first place. So why you running the towel? Like, girl, you knew what you was...
You know what you was doing.
Come
you signed
on.
Up for an STD or a baby.
Yeah.
Listen.
So my thing about it is that it doesn't pay to cheat. Because one way or another, what's in the dark comes to the light.
Comes to light.
Well, we're going to get into the glossary and all that because we know we got some exciting things to talk about there. We're going to give one more person a little bit of advice and hopefully we can help them out. So all they got to do is hit us at Wear Wax.
At 347-679-118. That's the voicemail. And this for the DM, it is at Bullying and Beast Podcast.
Finally. Jeez.
Come on. Give it. See how mama give it up? She don't want to give it up, man. She still say I'm corny.
Yeah, he is. You know it. It's the high ward, is mama like.
I don't know how to dress. Mama, I don't know how to dress.
Where your girl at? I like to treat my man like king.
It's because she seen the ankles and she was sick of it.
You know what?
Okay. Hey, I'm a big fan of the show and I was looking for some advice. I was in a 10-year relationship on and off. While it was off, she would entertain this one dude she would swear to God was gay. Now, he would buy her flowers and teddy bears and then we would feed the gifts to her dogs. Ha ha ha. Now, they're engaged to be married.
Amazing.
And I'm fucking his little brother's girlfriend. She found me on Facebook. She just started giving me away to pussy. And to top it off, she's a damn bridesmaid at my ex's wedding. I'm not mad about my ex getting married, but I found it weird the girlfriend hit me up, and I just wanted y'all advice on the girlfriend, though. Because I find it weird the girlfriend hit me up. I just wanted y'all advice if I should trust her. So he wants to know if it's cool for him to keep fucking with the little brother's girlfriend that's cheating on not only her her boyfriend, mm-hmm. but then she know that you the ex and she being sneaky and hit you up through Facebook. Mm-hmm. He wants to know, should he trust this girl?
Hell fucking no.
Yeah, you don't trust her, but what you need to trust her for?
Trust her, you better stay the fuck away from her.
I agree.
I would still be, you know, playing hide and seek with her. Because
he
want to
get the pussy.
I still be playing with her, but it's really nothing to trust. Like, you're not in a relationship with anybody, so... Whoever cares,
trust
whoever
her,
know,
period.
Don't mean it.
Just for her to be calling me, being by me, coming around me. No.
Yeah, she's sneaky.
She's very sneaky.
No,
she's
doing
cheat,
sneaky.
A girl who would cheat is nasty, right? Mama said it. Come on, Mama, tell me. These girls are nasty who is cheaters. I cannot believe them.
But she's trifling as well. Because of all the guys you could have dated, you being messy as hell by going to deal with... And so you don't mind getting caught. That's one.
That's number one.
That's number one. Two, you just nasty because now you want this woman sloppy seconds for no reason. She's sleeping with your brother's, your boyfriend's brother, which means do you want to sleep with the boyfriend, the brother?
She's doing a little fucking too much.
Doing a lot.
Too much.
She's not somebody I would trust with a damn...
No, at all. Nothing. Because who do you love? Who do you... what the fuck?
She don't even love herself.
No, that's right, because she's confused. I just want you to know she's confused.
Yeah, and you are too.
Yeah.
For entertaining it, because why if all these girls in the world...
What do you want? What is it? That you still want some on the down low?
It's the ex.
Because you talking about should you trust... Trust what? Trust her? Where's your sneak up someplace and go do something?
Yeah, that's it, because you don't care about nobody else getting on. Yeah, nobody.
And for what reason are you still involving yourself with anything to do with the ex? As soon as I seen they was connected, I'll be like, get this bum bitch and this nigga out of here.
Somebody's up to something. Why anyway?
Yeah.
You know this ain't right.
Yeah.
It just don't make sense.
That curiosity.
You can't be this desperate. It's other women.
That's why I say cheating is not cool.
Cheating is whack. Can we rhyme that? Did I just rhyme it?
No, it didn't rhyme at all. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Cheating is whack. Can we?
Where did that Mama rhyme?
Somebody help you.
Mama.
Mama Jones got songs.
What you think about a woman who have more than one thing a year?
Penis.
Huh? What, if a woman have what?
More than one penis a year.
Unless she's with a man. If she's with a man, I don't think she should have no penis but only his.
Thank you, Mama.
But if she's a single woman, as long as she's having safe sex,
exactly,
I'm not going to stop her.
Thank you.
No more than one a year.
But as long as she's having safe sex, as long as she is not committed with nobody.
But what if she's not committed with nobody for 10 years, right? And she have two a year. That's 20 years. That is
so
out.
What?
I don't see, as long as she's having safe sex.
For 20?
No,
Mama
20.
Jones, this.
Wait, if that's what she feel like doing with shit, I hope she getting money for it.
But I got to give you some of that too, Mama.
I'm not fucking
because
nobody
if you're
for
doing
20
for no reason, that's kind of a problem.
That's kind of, because you need help. You
Thank
need
you.
To
That's
go see a sex therapist.
You need to go see somebody, man.
Yeah, because I'm going to do 20 a year. Bitch, you going to be the 20 best.
20 a year. 20 a year is a point.
My gold. Like, I don't give a shit. Yeah. Gold, diamond, pearls, and everything.
No, if I'm going to use it up, we're going to be used for a reason. Don't just be using this thing up. It's precious. It's like... On. A nice car, you know it's about to rain. If you really care about your car, you're going to put it in a drive inside the garage. Mm-hmm. But if you don't care, it's just like, it's kind of crazy. Treat your stuff like it's a car that
he
you really
says
love.
More than one a year makes a woman a whore. He doesn't care if it's condom or not. So,
I
and then
don't
he
like
also
that.
Asks women what their body counts are.
Because we want to know the mileage of a car. So my thing is, why?
And he's grown. This is a grown up.
My thing is, why do you cherish your car more than you cherish your woman?
But my thing is, why you want to know how many men she fucked?
Period.
I think I would leave that alone.
Yes, ma'am.
If it's me and you, Then it's me and you. You don't want, what you want to know about all these other motherfuckers?
Because,
it don't make no difference. They did not with them.
You want to see their dick too?
No. Oh. I want to make sure I don't bump into these guys when we out or something. Like, if you
it doesn't make
loose,
a difference. As long as she don't say to you nothing and she do bump into the guy, as long as the guy have respect to see you with them and say, hey, how you doing, Sheila?
Uh-huh.
Oh, and Sheila turn around respectfully and say, oh, this is my man, John. John, this is so-and-so. And keep a stepping.
That's
you
right.
You ain't got to know that you and him fuck.
No, that's respect. I still want to know the mileage around where the mileage is. No. Like, I don't want to cherish my car.
Somebody
asked
me something,
woman.
And I tell you very, very much no.
Yeah, to me, I sound like it's. I feel like it's the craziest thing.
Like
you don't tell anyone.
And it could be only just one person, four person, three person. I don't give a shit.
Praise
but
the
no.
Lord.
No, you have to remember, no, that's my business. As long as I'm treating you good and I ain't cheating, doing nothing wrong to you, you ain't got to know about the count. You ain't got to know. And I'm not going to bring around anybody I know that I fucked a woman.
Thank you. That's respectful.
If I happen to be happen to bump in, because, you know, we think America is big. Because when we
very
little,
small.
America looked very big. Now I got older, this bitch is like a little dot. Yeah. Like you said, think outside the box, you feel like you're in the box.
Okay, that's so true. Even saying that, so you saying the more you did have sex with multiple people, the more we are going to be bumping into these guys because...
I know.
The world
I,
is so small.
I didn't say that
at all.
I didn't say that.
It's so small. So it's like if she had sex with 20 guys, and this was she's from around this 100-mile radius, we might bump into all them 20 guys. How
and
far
it doesn't
are we
make
going?
A difference. As long as everybody respect everybody, you ain't got to know.
That's right. He just
it hurts the man's feeling.
No, though. It's not. It's just because you know
why,
you can't
but why
put
would
it down.
You want to hurt your man's feeling and tell him, yes, I fucked him. Oh, he's coming up the street. I fucked him. Oh, okay. Why would I want to hurt my man like that?
Why you want to hurt him? That's what I'm saying. Why, we don't want you to know.
Anything that I know that's going to hurt my man, you're not going to know.
I told mama. So,
I want to keep my man happy, smart.
Right.
I don't want him to start thinking, well, damn, the bitch had 20 men.
I know. You can't do that.
What the
but that's
fuck?
What I'm saying. You don't want us to think like that. So please don't do the 20. You see what I'm saying?
Wax, please.
Please don't ask about
the
money. Yeah. I'm an idiot.
He's insecure.
Because I'm not going to ask you about how many women you fucked in your life. Because I don't want to know it.
Because right. What do you think how much your body count is at this
probably
point?
Like 12. Something
you
like
lying ass nigga. I know 12
look,
bitches
look,
from last
look,
year.
I'm not going to drink to that.
No.
I'm going to drink to my
I know that's right. Okay, so
my body count that you're not going to know about.
Mama Jones, let's talk about some of these topics and why men and women cheat. He's
ouch.
Broke.
Oh, that one, the one that he's with. Girl, I want y'all to be, y'all got to.
So
sugar
broke,
daddies ain't as sweet.
You got to read that. It's good, too. Because sugar daddy, every woman in their life, just about every woman, had a sugar daddy in their life.
Uh-huh.
But, and most of the time, sugar daddies are older.
Yes.
And I'm not going to say too much. I don't want to get too much on
not too much.
But it's sad. Because I'm loving my sugar daddy, but what's going on up in the bed? Because after you fall asleep on me and all kind of shit, yo.
And if he has a heart attack, then what?
Y'all got to read the rest
ooh.
Of the shit. Is.
I can't wait. So what about the young boys? Do they be stepping to you?
Oh, my God. Yo. I feel so bad for them, too. They be like, oh, my God. Fuck, mama. No disrespect. Because I don't want you to tear my head off. But mama, oh my God, mama. I wish we could just have, nope, that's never going to happen. I'm never going to go on my son's
Jim,
camp or anything.
Break
I'm not going to say
up,
I'm
Jim.
Never going to.
Come on.
Because y'all don't know. Because
a young boy,
fuck.
You might got you a young boy.
I'd rather a
around.
Young boy
yeah.
than an older man or a man my age. I don't want it.
Really?
No. What? And I don't want to go too young.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
I want it to be reasonable. You
so
know what
L'Oreal
are
got
thinking?
Guys with on their bicycle still.
No, I have these college kids that are recently been like flooding my DM, and I'm like, I don't want these little
how
kids.
Pictures look.
My pictures, we follow each other, so you shut
so
up.
You know why? You know why I'm there in her DMs.
But let me tell you, and it's crazy because I'm a sexy dresser. But a reasonable sexy dresser.
Now
like,
you fly,
like,
Mama
like how,
Jones.
You know, like how I do my sugar thing. But when I see these young guys, and I have to give them respect, and I understand it, because I was young I was once young too.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, I loved the older men. Oh my! I was in love with my pastor.
I used
to run after church every time. After church, to get a kiss.
Did he ever try to shoot his shot? Because pastors be a little nowadays.
That's the thing about it. I'm gonna be honest. I was the one that had the crush. But he was very respectable. Everybody lined up going to see the pastor. I just ran him. I love you, but then and I go home and have my little crazy wet dreams and all that kind of shit.
Mama's
Jesus. That is hilarious.
Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Even young boys, I could understand. Cause look how beautiful you look. What happened now? What
pussy is too wide.
Yeah. Yes. Gotta get a stitch up or get a snap back.
So that's the reason why a man might cheat is because the pussy too wide.
Yeah. But the thing about it,
it happens to me all the time.
Don't do that. Yo, babe, I know disrespect. And I feel like I'd rather a man tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
Babe, what we going to do about this?
What's
up? You know, shit. Go to the doctor. Get the bitch snapped and sewed up. Or get some of that Chinese shit that you could put up in your pump and make it.
I told him that earlier, and they talking about, you don't tell me how pussy supposed to work. I have more pussy than them.
He said put Epsom salt in the pussy.
He said he only had 12.
Yeah.
No, only 12. You have more than 12?
I have more than 12 pussies.
Okay,
yeah.
Then you beat me then. I thought you had more than me.
Long distance love. I like this one because I feel like there's a lot of people that are in long distance relationships and they be like, we can make it work and this is that. I've tried that. That shit
even
don't
in
work.
The same house long
I'm
distance.
I'm going to be honest with you. I tried it neither. I tried it too and... It's not really healthy. Some people can make it.
I did it before.
Okay, if I can't turn over and get some dick right then and there, I gotta wait till when you come each month from California or from Miami or Arkansas or whatever.
And you smash something else over there. You know what I'm saying? They definitely cheated. Listen, if you're in a long distance relationship. The man is cheating or the woman is cheating. Not both of y'all cheating.
And
it's one of y'all.
And it's not only cheating. It's called living two lives.
Let's just be friends. Now, that's something that we hear pretty often. Oh, that's just my friend. That's my brother.
Yeah.
And they're really sleeping with each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a lot of good. And it's so many good things in here. But book 3 and 4, y'all are going to die. So I really want to get this into, like, you know, me and Larry and Michelle, we want to get it into a play.
Yeah.
And then from the play, we do the movie. And from the movie, have a really series on TV. And a lot of y'all that's cheating, got to stop cheating now because the book is out.
Man.
I know, that's right, because you read and they're going to find out really quickly.
And if you really love her and you claim that you're going to stop cheating after this book get out, buy all my books so that it won't be none for her to get.
I know, that's right.
So you're telling me if I read that book, I'm going to stop cheating. Well, I don't cheat.
I'm saying...
And now you don't cheat.
I don't cheat. It's not worth it.
Did you see the glossary? Did you look at it?
Where?
You don't know what a glossary is?
No.
I can't believe you. The glossary is right there.
I had it in the back.
I'll show you.
Did they put it in the front?
Because I thought it was in the back, and when I looked at it, it was.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
It's getting close to the back.
Yep. And I see it all in dark letters, right?
Yeah.
Look, don't listen to him. He don't know. He's just saying anything.
Everything in black letters.
Everything has black.
Here we go.
It's stupid. It's in white letters.
Here we go.
No, that's exactly what I was talking about.
Here we go.
Okay, there we go. I know how to read this. This is easy to read. I'm scared because he cannot read for shit. No, I'm sorry.
Mama, you know what? Only reason why I'm going to hand this off.
Don't worry about Camille Harwin. No, I wasn't good in English.
No. It's not that. It's just these type of stuff that I don't want to say around you because you're mama's. This is like bad stuff.
Okay.
Mama, you said that stuff?
Let's get to it.
That's all mama talking.
Strictly dickly.
What?
I guess I'm strictly dickly.
You strictly dickly.
I'm not doing no two-way.
But do women hit on you?
What?
And what do you say? Like, how does that exchange go?
Exchange is that I'm flattered, but I'm strictly dickly.
Yeah, so no pressure. They've never put, like, the real pressure. Yeah, but
they call themselves trying. I said, listen to what I said. Look at my lips. Strictly dickly.
I know that's right. Fuck,
you
know, boy.
One was talking about, once I do such a, you'll never go back, bitch. Yeah, no, you're not going to put a strap on me. Back. Yeah. You're not going to put a wood strap on me and do it. I need the real fucking thing.
A wood strap.
Now, I'm not going to say, maybe you might not know how, I mean, you might know how to eat the pussy right.
So
right.
Would you let someone do that?
No, mom. No. Thank you, mom. We not
never
like
in your life?
If the man ain't doing right, I'd rather teach him.
I know, that's right. Yeah. So what would you tell, say you had to teach wax. What's something you would tell him to do?
We talking about Jesus, ain't we?
You say Jesus if you hit the right spot, right, mama?
I just listen to gospel. I only listen to gospel music, bro.
He said, Mom, I just want you to know I listen to gospel music.
That's all I listen to is gospel music.
Well, let's talk about this one, fuck boy.
Lord have mercy.
So let's talk about a fuck boy, a childish man who is deceptive, manipulative, and only pretends to take his relationship seriously to string along his spouse or his significant other.
Are you that?
I would never do that.
He's done that.
I treat mine like
that. He's done that to a lot of women.
No, okay.
Fuck
Not
boy.
Not mine, but someone others. Else's. Because all these girls that I used to deal with, I was always a side guy. You know what I'm saying? The girls never was like wanted to be in a relationship with me. They only wanted to be the guy that's why I some guys are insecure. I'm out of care. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like
these niggas crazy.
I can't stand them.
Because, you know, if you insecure, that means somebody cheating on you. But I was the guy that they was cheating with. So only reason why I act like that, because I know that she used that line to get away from him to be with me. So I'm like out of care. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
Lord.
Yes. Oh, Lord. This nigga made up his own fucking
He life. Did. Homie, which is just...
I'm a drink to that.
Yeah, whatever. Like that, anything to shut him up. homie, a friend, or companion. So that's a way that you
that's
can
my brother.
Use. Yeah. That's just my homie.
You know.
That's Come my on, homeboy.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's just my friend.
That's just my friend. We're just cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, we just work together. Yeah,
okay.
Oh, it's a lot. Oh my God. A lot of people, like they said, also the book is like Steve Harvey, think like a man or think like a woman. I said, no, it's about cheating, going straight to the gusto.
Yeah. Because people beat around the bush with the truth about these
things. And I love the way, because it looked like I could actually read that.
Yeah.
And you're going to enjoy it.
The words is nice and big.
Yes, I got little funny saying, little funny clips and stuff like that, like certain things getting caught and stuff like that. You know, I'm not going to tell you all, but one of my favorite ones is definitely the man that's always working fucking overtime.
What about the woman going to yoga?
Things like that too.
Bitch ain't in no shape. She talking about she going to yoga.
Oh, you work out at yoga?
You know what?
I thought it was just standing in place. Standing in place like this.
Oh, my God.
Rack up. No, queef. Let's talk about queef, because I'm pretty sure he doesn't know what a queef is.
It's farting. It's lying about farting. It's excuse when you farted.
Somebody help me.
It's actually the noise the vagina makes when air is trapped in when your dick is too small. So then you push the air.
Okay. This probably happened to me.
During sex, and then it finally escapes. I'm not going to lie. That is an embarrassing time of sex for me. I think if that ever happens, I'll be like, oh, no, I'm just letting you know. that was a queef, but that was you.
No,
that was either you or a queef.
No.
But it wasn't a fart.
No, it was not. That was a fart, and that's just an excuse y'all use. No.
Because it does. It with women, and especially with air going in, forcing in, especially if you happen to come out and you go right back in real quick, you're forcing air in. So guess what happened?
Mama Joe,
that's when you haven't protected sex.
But Mama Joe's, was squirting a thing that y'all talked about like ever? Because I feel like squirting has become like the biggest
new thing. It's new.
You know, but everybody had a vagina before. So I'm pretty sure squirting existed.
The food
then.
Is different.
Did y'all call it something different before? Like, because I just feel like squirting, I just hear about it so much now opposed to 15 years ago when I never heard anyone talking about squirting.
Like, what do you mean? Like when a woman squirt out?
Yeah.
But my... Peeing. No, you
did
know...
Did you call it something different? Women,
no, I call it reaching my motherfucking climax. Jesus I call myself seeing, not only climax, I said seeing Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because everyone can't do it.
Everybody, and the thing about it, if the man don't know what they're doing, it's never going to happen.
Never.
Unless I, if I have to, if I really like you, I have to show you. Because I need to reach that climax. Yeah. I need to see Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus on all the gold streets. I need to be trembling to feel the whole spirit and everything inside me.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Y'all bring the spiritual to this. You got to stay into the spirit.
Okay, they got to know where to get your book from. Where can they get your books? Where can they? Because this is not the only one. You got two. It's two and one. Okay. And then you have...
Start out with this one first.
Yeah, start this one first.
This one, it start out first because I want you to actually think, don't think that I'm just trying to sabotage y'all. Yes. But if you start out with this one first, then you won't have to go to that one.
Yeah.
But if you start out with this one first and things is okay and right... Love and Romance, if you start out the way that you start with a woman and you end up the same way, yo, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to keep that happening.
That's beautiful.
Because I don't want to get
like, a lot of people don't understand me. Like, even though me and my husband stuff, we're going through our divorce, that's definitely was my soulmate.
Yeah.
But he can never say, neither one of my husbands can never say they've never got treated like a king.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean... Niggas come in the house, they want to know, are they in the house? Because I got a whole beach, there's sand, a pool in the middle, whatever the house story go. Next time you come in, it might be a fucking picnic table, mm-hmm. trees, grass, and all. Girl, I'm, I don't,
you next time you come in, stop.
What? Yeah. I have the whole house turned into looking like a restaurant and shit. Like, next time you come back in, I got the bitch looking like I'm in a motherfucking strip club with my
I
pole.
Know, that's right. You know, my shit. Wait, mama.
Mama, what about church? Do we have our church, mama?
I know, that's right.
Do we ever go to church? We gonna go to church,
come on,
right?
We talking about nasty stuff. She talking about the pastor.
Yes, it's okay. We go to church. I'm fucking in the back of the van.
We talked about the pastor. We talked about that now. And then you know, mama, you done been married four times, so you know a little something about a little something. My
they
guys
need to listen
love
to you.
And romance.
Yes.
Get this, and then go get why men and women cheat.
Hurts my feelings.
How men and women cheat. These are two things. Where can they get these books from?
Okay, they can get it definitely on Amazon.
Yes.
I know that for sure. Mm-hmm. But definitely, if you want the special treatment, you will definitely get it from the from Mama Jones Books. .com. I'll definitely sign it.
Sign that thing.
Send it out to you. All you got to do is just when you're doing that, when you're putting in, make sure you just send your address. I would definitely personally sign the address. You know,
they want that energy from you too.
And it smells like.
Oh God, you got it. Girl, did you see the poon cash?
Let me tell you something.
Look at this.
This smells good.
What's that, Strange?
No.
Strange. God damn it.
It's fire.
Strange.
Yes.
Good. I'm about to put some on. I'm trying to get proposed to.
Is Strange the same thing as Strange?
No, that's better than Strange.
That's better than Strange.
That's Pukash. That's Pussy Makes Money. Hello.
You better talk about it.
That's
okay.
Right.
So before we get out of here, we're going to do a little bit of Black excellence because we always like to show love to our peoples, you know?
Yes.
That's out here. We celebrate our peoples, Kiki Wyatt.
Oh, but you know what? Wait a minute. Oh, my God. I'm doing y'all wrong.
What happened?
Because definitely, y'all know that I do Soulful Sunday on Sundays, right? On the Real Mama Jones, right?
Yeah, you
so
got food?
Let me tell you something.
Food?
This is something that it's a tradition. Every Sunday, let me tell you something. As long as Jim is not out there making money, because I'll never stop you from making money.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's in New York, New Jersey, wherever, bitch, gotta bring your ass to my motherfucking house.
Yes.
Sit down, eat. Like, and we have so much. All over different
God
parts of my kids, the grandkids.
Oh,
and
I love that.
Oh, my God. Every Sunday, I do that.
I love that.
We're getting ready to finish up the other book, but we're Brown Eyes. Brown Eyes, give me, in my black bag, give me the other book. We have a cookbook, but the other
Mama
cookbook.
Mama Joan, you better get to the bag, man.
Listen,
you
man.
Better get to the
Come
money.
On, man.
You better
I'm
get to
it.
But what happened is that this one here is me and my brother Victor Sosa.
Yeah.
Okay, so I let him do his book first, but ours is coming out with all of us, the whole family. But it's amazing.
That's
we
fire.
cook our ass
wow.
off.
Mama, you know, I have a problem cooking too. Do you got pictures? Oh, then we. I can do it.
Oh, I see the garlic shrimp with the chili sauce. I'm ready.
Then we can make this happen.
That's right.
Is this your
alley.
Pictures of you?
No, this is my brother.
Oh, that, I see so
that all of us a family. We do different things.
I'm just saying,
she literally just told you that.
I'm just saying, this one of her dishes that she took a picture of.
The family.
The family
has the dishes.
The dishes.
She literally
but
told
the
you
next
twice
book
now.
We actually gonna do. Mm. We're gonna have all our faces and everything.
That's fine.
On the book. You know, and it's going to say Soul Food Sunday. We had the most amazing great. Sunday. Like,
you got something for everybody. I see vegetarian dishes in there. I see the meat lovers. Look at that.
My daughter, Alexis, she does the baking and she does infused too and the whole night.
Nice.
Girl, look at here.
I'm coming out with
Night Night Nigga and Sakata Bitch. Night Nigga is the gummies and Sakata Bitch is the weed. I'm not playing.
Yeah, listen, when you got that, because we got a segment here, Who's
yes.
on Drugs?
Yes.
You're going to have to come back and bring and introduce that to us. Night, night, nigga. I love that.
That probably might be in the following week. I got to fly out there, sit down, finish, make the deal, do what I got to do.
I like that right there.
But so. Night, night, nigga.
Night, night, nigga.
It's a night, night.
Yeah. So you know what? This is how we're going to do. We're going to shout out to Kiki Wyatt because she did have her 11th. Child
Kiki
and
Wyatt.
A miracle baby. But our Black excellence this week is actually going to be
bless.
Mama Jones because for real, with all the dope entrepreneurial space you're in,
you see what
and
your
how
son
you just keep things pushing.
And I really
got
to give it to my manager / son because I had one son, but I got many sons.
Yeah.
But Larry, bless you know, Larry. He's dope. If I tell him if I want to go to the moon, I promise you somehow that nigga would make sure
that
I get to the moon. You know, I told him I want to do a book. I want to do the perfume. I want to do the cologne. Whatever it is, he makes it happen. I told him, I said, you know, I just want to just go back to In Love and Hip Hop just this one time so I can get shit straight and make amends with Chrissy. You know, I'm in that. Mood, while you catch me, you better catch me.
Yeah,
you know,
and
give some love, you know, because we have been through some shit, and it's time now for us to give my son ease.
So is that going to be the next step for you? You're going to go back on Love and Hip Hop? Is Chrissy going back on Love and Hip Hop as well?
I believe so, because my son said he's not going to do it. He said, you're the two need healing.
Yeah.
You know, but I want to let him know with your little fucking half breed Puerto Rican West Indian Irish ass is part of how
it's
all
true.
This shit got here.
It's true.
But,
so
know,
he
got
to not take himself out of it and take accountability as well, right?
But you know, but it's okay.
Run,
so I'll do that. But it's
he
a
said
lot.
Run, Jim.
It's a lot going on with me and I'm loving it. And God has been good that I don't burn myself out. He has it spaced.
Yeah.
You know, the books, the perfume, the cologne.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot to even bring my shit. Oh, you got the lick I already got out, which is psychotic vodka.
I'm ready.
But you got to understand the new liquor that's
can
coming.
Can you manage me? Because it's like,
Larry is the fucking boss. So
Larry, what up, Larry?
Yeah. We might need you, Larry.
Early.
But my new liquor that's coming out, I'm getting ready to do the big thing next week, Ohio Circle. But because we already got the vodka, psychotic vodka.
Yeah.
Now we're getting ready to do the can that says Harlem around it. I'm going to show you the pictures in a few minutes. But it's a Beach Bellini. Peach Bellini. But on the top, it says psychotic.
Mama, so it's still good. Act like I know what that was.
A Bellini, like the peach.
It's
like
a peach, like a taste.
Yeah.
But it's still vodka mixed in it. But you would never know. You know, matter of fact, you can walk the street and you won't have to worry about where it's feeling like, oh my God, I'm going to get arrested.
Like your red cup.
Because it looks nice.
It looks
nice.
It has Harlem around it, the streets and the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And then it just got Harlem in the middle. And you walk around with your can like, yeah, bitches.
Come on, Mama Jones.
Nice.
You the shit, Mama Jones.
Yes.
All right, so we got one last segment. It's called Wax's ABCs.
Uh-oh.
I told you he's not really good at reading or knowing words.
I'm gonna read Mama book.
So we give him, he's gonna try. So we're gonna give him a word. All he has to do is use it in a sentence, give us a definition. It's super easy, but he never gets it right. So we'll spell it out for him. And we could just sit back and laugh.
I would like to do one of mine.
Okay, so let's do one of Mama Jones.
Which one is it?
Ready? Which one is it? MENAGEATROIS.
That's all one word?
Yes. So we need a definition. We need it in a sentence and to tell us the word.
Men age a trios. So men age a trio is three girls. And
one cup.
So men age a trio. So is men age after having three girls.
Use it in a sentence.
All right. I just came back from DR. Y'all could tell by my attire.
Yeah, you look real warm.
And when I went there, it was all these older men, and it was aging like little crazy, and they all had three women with them. So that's what they call them out there in Dominican Republic. That's a Dominican Republic word.
That's a Dominican word.
Yes, it's
Latin.
Menes trio. That mean a man have three women and making them age.
I mean, shit, you got the three, kinda, but you didn't really get it.
I got
Come
it.
On, Smith.
Go get it.
I got it right, my mom.
The word is menage a trois, and it means a threesome.
A threesome.
And what makes a man go to sleep?
But hold on. You said that would be four people. Because if you said the man.
No, she added on that.
The man and the three.
Tree.
But you said the man and three women. That's four people.
No. Is a man and two women.
He said three. Just
make it. They going to kill him because he got to do overtime. We know we all be tired, but we try to act like we the tougher guy because you don't want to hear about, his friend over here said that her man
and
goes three rounds.
And that's our show, Bully and the Beast podcast. Thank you so much, Mama Jones.
We didn't rate and review.
Yeah. Wait, we want Mama Jones to tell everybody where they can follow her.
Did you over here just went crazy?
You want a menage a trois.
That's a segment, Bobby.
He's rubbing his nipples.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Is this segment?
No, we don't know what you're talking about. Mama Jones is talking now.
Mama,
okay,
help.
I love these two. Y'all gonna make me want to stay here all the time, but anyway,
you
I gotta
always
go.
Always come
you,
back.
You can be our guest whenever you wish. Yes.
But all right, so it's the real Mama Jones. Yeah, okay. Definitely have to follow me, and definitely on Sunday. That's when I do the cooking with the family, and y'all get to see the family setting. That's so cool. Definitely one.
So you're going to live stream that? Live stream every Sunday?
Every Sunday. And I do the before, and then I do the after when everybody's there. Me. And on the real Mama Jones, you mainly can get anything. I usually tell you exactly where to get the books. The books is Mama Jones.
That's you?
Yeah, real Mama Jones.
Help, Mama, help.
Block him.
I'm going to be helping you. Help me, Mama, help.
Finish. I want to hear about what's going on. Yeah, okay, I want to hear you.
Okay. So it's a real Mama Jones, and then it says MamaJonesBooks.com. You can get the books. You can get
the cookbooks, the new book.
And if the cookbook is not there yet, you can actually go on Victor Seltzer on the Instagram. Mm-hmm. And we got these
books.
You
almost ain't got enough hands for all these books you
and
got.
And then we got the Punkash, Pastor Punkash.
Pass the Punkash.
Pass the pussy to the left fan side.
So wait a minute. Now I think about it. Erykah Badu might owe you a couple dollars, Mama.
Right.
Now, she want to do the pussy incense. You started with the punka.
Yes.
Come on, we love Miss. We love
I love you, Erykah, but, you know, let's do right. Let's do right.
Well, did right. Strong J do it first?
No, you mind your business.
Say, no, I'm playing, Mama. Don't get me. Mama look like, hey, nigga.
But we
you
have
mind
this.
Your business.
And we do have the men cologne, which is Papa Touche. Okay. That's the man bring home the money. Okay. And we got the books. And the thing about it, we got the real Mama Jones when we do the Soul Food Sunday.
And
we get ready to do the liquor, which is, it's Sakati. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go back with the t-shirts and stuff, Sakati, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just doing.
And it's going to be spelled right.
Yes.
I love
but you. If you happen to get the other one, which is Physicotic, it says you get Physicotic before you get psychotic, so you're good.
I know that's right. And then we should be seeing you back on the TV screen.
Yes, that's right. I'm gonna come back on the TV screen with Love and Hip Hop. I'm also doing Celebrity Moms Check In. That means I'm gonna be with NBA Mom. Okay. There's a couple of all these other celebrity moms.
Where's that gonna be at?
It's about to get ready. Come on, I'm getting ready to put it up on my Instagram, but it's the NFT. They're actually starting the first coin show. Oh, nice. So they're doing all the celebrity moms.
Wow.
Now, you know, everybody is going to do like more or less like what you call it? Like when like I'm doing my bucket list.
Yeah.
So a lot of them also too do their bucket list. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, my bucket list is.
Oh, I can't wait.
Control.
I can't wait.
Anyway, but
Menage a trois. No, I'm joking. Yeah.
If you're smart, you would keep checking in. Buy the coins because they're $25 now. Mm. Once I come on, you got a problem. It goes up.
Yep,
it goes up to like maybe from 100 to 1,000. I don't know how they're going to do it, but I'm just letting you know. But it's going to be a great show because the shit that I'm about to do, my bucket list, is out of control. But I'm going to control it.
I know, that's right. And Mona, don't play with our girl.
No way.
Don't play with our girl.
Oh, and then what's the other one that I did with Mona? The little one that I had to make sure I get my money off for.
Where Are They Now?
Where Are They Now? So that's about to come out.
Yeah, the one that I didn't do.
I
said nothing.
I wish she did, but
well, now that I know you were there.
Yeah, but I wish they had did me and her together.
Yeah, that would have been dope.
It would have been.
That would have been real dope.
But it's a lot that I got going on.
We'll
but
be
guess
here.
What?
Yes.
It's going to work.
Yeah.
Regardless of what, I give it to God. Everything always happened. But y'all better hurry up, go get your book.
Right now. Yeah. I'm talking about right
go
now.
Go get your book because it's about to be a play, a movie, and we're going to do some episodes on TV.
I got mine.
That's right.
Oh. I'm going to go. Lord. I need to go get mine.
He
me.
Needed the guy to cheat and how to cheat. No, he flipped it around. He hit it from the back.
And I really can't wait to hear Mom when she write this one. How women don't cheat and will never cheat.
Oh, my God. How men don't cheat and never cheat. It's going to be both.
We working on it.
I don't leave the women without the men. Okay, it takes two to tangle.
Yes.
Yeah. Where did the third person come from?
Now, I ain't seen no third person.
He always doing some extra stuff.
Y'all better go on my Mama, what is it? My Mama Jones books.com. Everything's gonna be on there. The perfume, the books, every and anything that you need. I'm hooking everybody up by Thursday. I believe Thursday everything be done. But if you want to get the book and you can't wait, right now it is on Amazon.
You got everything. You might as well have a gift bag of everything.
There you go. That's another package bundle that you can sell that.
Oh my God. If you see the package I'm getting ready to sell for the Punkash, the psychotic rocker, the Punkash candle, the Punkash shea butter. It's all kinds of different.
What about banana pudding? You put a little piece of banana pudding in there?
Anyway, night night, nigga. Okay?
Night night. and guess what? I might have a little night night nigga in there, but we will have all the lick and everything. And we might have some psychotic bitch up in there. So
I know that's right.
Okay,
let's get it.
Well, big shout out to Mama Jones to you for coming through. Thank you so much. The Bully and the Beast podcast. Yes. Make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
He's been dying to say this all episode.
Yes, because this is my line.
Well, I'm gonna definitely tell a friend. I'm telling everybody. Uh-oh. Down
bring
to the
a friend now. Okay? Yes. And we're out of here.
I brought a friend. I brought Brown Eyes.
You sure did. That's a good menage a trois. Can Wax join y'all? Next week.
We will pray. We have a prayer mission.
No. Wax, you got shut down.
I'm okay. I'm going to have a prayer mission.